一。
There's a lot of word called one, oneness.
第二就同一位神。
The same Lord.
同一个目的。
Same purpose.
同一个信心。
Same faith.
同一个定旨。
And the same earnest.
也同一个希望。
And also same hope.
第三就是同一个诗歌。
Same song.
同一个征战。
The same conflict.
同一个标准。
And also the same standard.
还有同一个喜乐。
And also the one joy.
所以这是我们众圣徒在主面前一种蒙福的光景。
It is a picture of how we are being blessed.
我们只选唱二节跟三节这两。
We only sing verse 2 and 3. We as many, but we have only one purpose.
你把那个同一的属天的生命赐给了我们。
You give us the same spiritual life.
也是同一位圣灵在里面引导我们。
And the same spirit that lead us on.
让我们同走在这条属天的路上。
That we can be on the same heavenly journey.
使我们能够和众圣徒手携着手，心连着心。
So we with the saints can be hands in hands, hearts with hearts.
那奔走，那摆在我们前面的路程。
That we can walk in the way that is before us.
求主，你把这个意象一直放在我们的里边。
May you put these visions always before us.
叫我们的生活，叫我们的服事都在这一个意的里头。
That our life and our ministry in the oneness.
那今天早晨，你的同在就显明在我们中间。
May your presence be real among us.
带领众圣徒，我们往前走路。
That you will lead the saints going forward.
当我们经过旷野路程的时候
，As we go through the wilderness.
愿主的恩上加恩，力上加力扶持我们。
May you give us grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
即便我们有许多高高低低、起起伏伏的情况。
But there might be high and lows and different situations.
也求主把那个属天的生命赐给我们。
Give us the heavenly life.
使我们能够如鹰展翅上腾。
That we may mount up like an eagle.
飞跃在高岗之上。
We can fly above the ground.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们和弟兄姊妹来读几处圣经。
We are going to read several scriptures.
我们先读哥罗西书第三章。
First, we'll turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 11.
Verse 9 到11.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 11.
从第九节开始
Starting in verse 9。
不要，我们先读中文，这样再读英文。
Read in Chinese and then in English。
先大家一起读。
Read it together。
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新。 真如照他主的形象，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、所隔离的、未所隔离的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是一切，又住在个人之内。
Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarians, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
我们再读罗马书第十四章。
And turn to Romans chapter 14.
Romans 第十四章，我们从第一节读到第十三节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 1 to 13.
我们一节一节读好了。
We read one verse.
先读中文，
in Chinese and in English.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters.
有人信白物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃素菜。
One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables.
吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him.
你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住。因为主能使他站住。
Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。
One man considers one day more sacred than another, another man considers every day alike.Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.
所入的人是为主所的，吃的人是为主吃的，因为他感谢神；不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。
He who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone.
我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。
If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord.So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在神的台前。
You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下犯者敌人之物。
Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another.Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or art in brother's way.
我们还要再读《使徒行传》第十章。
In Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章从第九节到十六节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 9 to 16.
这是就先读英文好了。
We'll read in English first. Acts chapter 10 verse 9 to 16.About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air.Then a voice told him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened three times, and immediately the sheep was taken back to heaven.
觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂又向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，斜着四角，宅在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的。凡熟物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”第二次又有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作食物。”这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。罗马书第十六章呢太长了，我们现在就暂时不读。
Romans chapter 16 is very long, so we are not going to read it.
上两次我在这里和弟兄姊妹讲到基督的身体的各方面。
Last two times I spoke on the body of Christ in different aspects.
我们就重在讲到基督的身体以及这个身体的怎样的建造。
We talk about the body of Christ and how it can be built up.
我曾经说过，我们一个人的身体啊，有几方面的系统。
And we have talked about our bodies have different systems.
比方有神经系统。
And there's a nervous system.
这个神经系统是以头脑为主。
And the head is the main part of the system.
因为那个中枢神经就在我们的脑部。
Because the central nervous system is the head.
它发命令就全部到整个身体。
When they send command, it affects the whole body.
又有循环系统。
And also the circulation system.
循环系统是心脏和血液为主体。
And the main part is the heart and all the blood.
它把血液运送到全身。
It transfers all the blood to every part of the body.
运送到每一个肢体的每一个部分。
And every part to every member of the body.
今天在基督的身体就教会里面也是这样。
It's the same way with the body of Christ.
所以教会一面呢是基督为元首。
So in the church, Christ is the head.
是主在发命监督管理一切。
So it's the Lord who command and supervise and rule over everything.
另外一方面在教会是基督的身体，那就讲到身体的交通也是全面性的。
And other aspects talk about the body of Christ, how it should communicate each with each other as a whole.
在基督的身体里面，那个交通是整体的，而不是局部的。
So as the body of Christ, it is the whole system and not part of it.
你想想看，如果我的身体里面那个血液只能够流通到某一部分肢体，却不能够流通到另外一些肢体的话。
So think about our body. If the circulation system only go to certain part and not to the whole body,
那我可能就是半身不遂。
I probably will be a person of a stroke,
或者我的脚就不能走路了。
Or my feet cannot walk.
或者我的手就不能拿东西了。
Or my hands cannot pick up things.
这就变成残缺了。
It is a person is a handicap.
所以我们看见了，在身体里面那个交通。必须是全体的，是全面性的。
So we see that the communication or fellowship of the whole body of Christ should be whole. Every part have to be communicated.
正常的基督的身体的情形，说众圣徒都有美好的交通的。
So a beautiful picture, a normal way is that the whole body, every part had to have fellowship with each other.
使徒约翰在约翰一书里边就告诉我们这一个交通。
So John in the first book of First John talk about this fellowship.
他说我们将我们所看见、所听见的传给你们。
He said, "I have passed on to you what I have seen and what I have heard."
就是你们与我们有交通。
That you may have fellowship with us.
我们呢，那是与主耶稣基督有交通，和神有交通。
And because we have fellowship with the Lord.
刚才我们读的哥罗西书第三章第九节到十一节这一段圣经。
The passage that we read at Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 11.
他就给我们看见基督身体的情形。
It talked about the body.
他说你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为。
He said you have put off your old self.
并且穿上了新人。
And have put on the new self.
这个新人就是教会，就基督的身体。
And his new self is the church, and is the body of Christ.
在这个新人里边呢，他并不分希利尼人或者犹太人。
And this new self, it doesn't matter whether you are a slave, or a Jews, or the Gentiles.
不分受割礼的或者未受割礼的。
People who are circumcised or uncircumcised.
不分化外人或者是希古提人。
Or doesn't matter with barbarian or a Scythian.
不分为奴的或者是自主的。
A slave or free.
讲到唯有基督是一切，又住在一切的里面。
But Christ is all and is in all.
我们在旧人呢，在旧造的里面呢。
We in the old self.
也就是老亚当的生命里头。
The life of Adam.
我们人和人之间呢，是常常。会有许多的间隔的。
It is a lot of obstacles between fellow human beings.
啊，许多的分门别类的光景。
There's a lot of divisions among us.
像当时犹太人呢，他们就是和其他外邦人就都不能够有来往的。
So we see the Jews have no dealings with the Gentiles.
犹太人是把外邦人看着狗啊，看着猪一样。
And the Jews regard the Gentiles as dogs and pigs.
他从来不跟外邦人交往的。
They never have any dealings with them.
但是基督里边就不一样。
But in Christ, it's not.
在这个新人里边是不分犹太人也不分希腊人。
So in this new self, doesn't matter you are Jews or Gentiles.
因为今天我们在地上呢，也常常有这种分门别类的光景。
Because on earth, we also have this problem with divisions.
啊，比方说我是从台湾来的。
Oh, I'm from Taiwan.
你是从香港来的。
You're from Hong Kong.
你是从马来西亚来的。
You're from Malaysia.
或者你是从大陆来的。
You're from China.
或者你是在这里土生土长的。
You're born in the United States.
我是讲中文的，你是讲英文的。
I speak Chinese, you speak English.
我们常常就会有许多分门别类的光景。
And we always have divisions among us.
这个就是讲到我们的旧造里边的情形。
This is a condition of the old self.
那在基督这个新人里头呢？
But in Christ, the new self is different.
在这个新造的基督的生命里边，是脱离了旧造一切分门别类的光景。
So in the new life in Christ, we take away all these divisions among us.
是我们在基督里边呢，完完全全的合而为一。
So in Christ, we can be united together.
并不分彼此是你们或我们。
We will not have you or me, you or us.
我就讲到在大半个世纪以前一件事情。
We'll talk about the last century.
那时候在上海，尼德森弟兄他们召开一个很大的特别聚会。
And there was a special gathering called by Brother Watchman Nee.
那么有弟兄姊妹呢，从世界各地来参加。
And it's a meeting that many people from different parts of the world will come and participate.
每次特别聚会的时候啊，都会。有一段时间是来介绍弟兄姊妹。
So there are time that will to introduce all the new people.
所以现在那个介绍的人呢、啊，他说，现在我们介绍现在有几个英国的弟兄姊妹，请站起来。
So we would the brother sister from England, can you please stand up?
这几个弟兄姊妹啊，站起来了之后啊， 他说我们不是英国的弟兄姊妹。
So while they stood up, they said we are not brothers and sisters from England.
我们是弟兄姊妹，从英国那个地方来的。
We are brothers and sisters only from the place of England.
所以不是你们是中国的弟兄姊妹，我们是英国的弟兄姊妹，我们在主里边其实是一体的。
So it is not a brother and sister in China or from England. We are all one.
不分希利尼人，不分犹太人，不分希古地人，不分法外人。
Doesn't matter whether you're Greek or Jew or barbarians or Scythians.
虽然我们从来的地方可能有所不同。
Although we are from different parts of the world.
但是我们在主里呢，是一个身体，同饮一个杯。
But in Christ, we are one body. We drink the same cup.
所以这个就讲到基督身体的交通是在基督里边和众圣徒一起来交通的。
So we talk about fellowship in the body of Christ. We all have fellowship with each other.
刚才我们读到使徒行传第十章了，主给彼得看见一个异象。
And then in Acts chapter 9, chapter 10, God gave a vision to Peter.
刚才我不是讲到犹太人他们是不跟外邦人有来往的吗？
We have talked about how the Jews have no dealings with the Gentiles.
因为犹太人觉得我们是神的选民。
Because the Jews thought that they are the chosen people of God.
你们外邦人啊，是什么都没有的，什么都不是。
And your Gentiles have nothing.
所以呢，我们犹太人是不跟外邦人交往的。
Therefore, we have no dealings or any fellowship with the Gentiles.
但是呢，神的心意要拯救神的他的选民呢，从犹太人中间出来，也从外邦人中间出来。
But yet God had choose His own people, not only from among the Jews, but also among the Gentiles.
主要得着的教会不仅是犹太人中间出来，也要从外邦人中间出来。
So the church that God wants to deliver is not only among the Jews, but also among the Gentiles.
他要将犹太人和外邦人呢，那个中间隔断的墙就把它拆开。
God wants to destroy the wall that separates the Jews and the Gentiles.
就是他们借着十字架的功课呢，就两下合而为一，就成了一个新人。
And through the cross, they can become one, the new man.
所以主要差遣这个彼得啊，到外邦人中间去传福音。
Therefore, Peter is being sent by God to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以就先给他这个意象。
So God gives Peter the vision.
就那天彼得正在房顶上祷告的时候，
While he went up on the roof to pray,
他就魂游向外。
He fell into a trance.
他看见了有一块大布啊，从天上掉下来。
He saw a large sheet come down from heaven.
这个大布里面包着了各样的走兽、各样的圣徒，还有昆虫等等。
It contains all kinds of four-footed animals and reptiles and birds.
那么这个天上一个声音说呢，彼得起来，宰了吃。
Then the voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat."
彼得一看这个大布里包着，哎，这个都是很多不洁净的东西的。
And Peter saw that there are a lot of unclean animals on the sheet.
彼得说，主啊，这些不洁净的东西我是从来不吃的。
And Peter said, "Surely not, Lord. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean."
主耶稣怎么回答呀？
What did the Lord said?
神所洁净的，你不可以当作不洁净。
Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
啊，所以这些叫彼得看见了，那就是神所借着主的救赎拯救的，不光是犹太人，也拯救外邦人。
So through the Lord's salvation, God not only delivers the Jews, but also the Gentiles.
都是在主里边已经洁净。
They're all being cleansed within the Lord.
你不可以当作不洁净。
You cannot call anything that is unclean.
这件事情呢，也要能够成为我们的心中的认识。
So this is something that we have to know.
凡是神所洁净的，我们都不可以当作不洁净。
So what the Lord had cleansed, we cannot regard as unclean.
因为我们人很容易看外貌。
We very easily look at the outward appearance.
这个人怎样怎样怎样。
How this person is.
那个人怎样怎样怎样。
And that way, and this that person.
我是不能跟他交通。
And I cannot fellowship with them.
但是神所洁净的，你不可以当作俗物，不可以当作不洁净。
But the Lord said, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean."
是彼得呀，一看见这个异象之后
，When Peter saw this vision,
圣灵又对他这么说话之后
，And after the Holy Spirit spoke to him,
他正在思想这是怎么回事的时候，
So while he was wondering the meaning of the vision,
有人来敲门了，
Somebody knocked the door.
原来有几些外邦人啊，从哥尼流家里来到他所住的地方。
There's some Gentiles sent by Cornelius and looking for him.
他神要我们来请你到我们中间去传讲福音去。
And the Lord wants us to come invite you to speak to the gospel for us.
他彼得才醒悟，哦，原来是这么回事啊。
And then Peter understood this is what
means. 所以他到了哥尼流家里，他就讲了。
So as he arrived at Cornelius' house,
我们犹太人啊，原来是不给外邦人来往的。
You see how Jewish do not have any dealings with the Gentiles.
但是呢，刚刚就是主给我一个意象。
But the Lord gave me a vision.
啊，是神所洁净的，你不可以当作不洁净。
And the Lord said, whatever I have cleansed, you cannot regard it as unclean.
所以我就照着神的吩咐呢，就来到你们中间了。
So according to his command, I came among you.
这彼得讲耶稣基督的救恩。
So Peter keep talking about the gospel of Jesus
Christ. 他正在一面讲的时候，圣灵从天上就浇灌下来。
So while he was speaking, and the Holy Spirit was poured out, poured down on them.
这帮在哥尼流中家里面的外邦人呢，他们都蒙到神的恩典了。
So all the Gentiles in Cornelius' house, they are being blessed by the Lord.
所以主把外邦教会的门，这个彼得就打开了。
So the door of the gospel to Gentiles was opened through Peter.
外邦的教会从那个时候就开始，犹太人的教会就合而为一了。
So from that time on, the church of the Gentiles and the church of Jews become united.
所以这就讲到，在基督的身体里交通是一个整体。
So we talk about fellowship in the body of Christ, it should be a whole.
那么罗马书第十四章呢，就讲到信心软弱的，你们要接纳。
So in Romans chapter 14, that we should accept those whose faith is weak.
但是不要辩论所疑惑的事。
And do not involve in disputable matters.
这圣经真的很奇妙啊。
The Bible is truly amazing.
罗马书十二章就讲到基督身体的意象和建立。
And Romans chapter 12 talk about the revelation and the building of the body of Christ.
啊，因为他第一节就讲到，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
And so in chapter 12 verse 1, he said, Therefore I urge you brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
借着奉献呢，讲到，他说叫你们可以察念何为神的善良。成全和喜悦的旨意。
And through offering ourselves as living sacrifice, then we're able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
什么是神的善良、成全和喜悦的旨意呢？
And what is God's good, pleasing, and perfect will?
他就下面讲到这个基督的身体。
And then you talk about the body of Christ.
所以神那个成全、善良和喜悦的旨意啊，就讲到神的心意。要得着一个基督的身体。
So God's good and pleasing and perfect will is to gain a church for Christ.
然后十三章就来讲到基督身体里面两个重要的因素。
And then chapter 13 is talk about the two important factors in building the body of Christ.
一个是要认识权柄。
One is to know about authority.
一个是要认识基督的爱。
And then also know the love of God.
然后十四章呢，就来讲到基督身体的交通和接纳。
And chapter 14 in Romans talk about how we should know about the fellowship and acceptance in the body of Christ.
这个交通和接纳呀，就是讲到信心软弱的你们也要接纳。
Meaning that as we accept in the fellowship in the body of Christ, we must accept those faith are weak.
或者说看法意见和你不一样的，你也要接纳。
Meaning to accept those whose opinions are different from you.
因为神的儿女中间呢，不是个个都是很刚强。
Because among the God's children, not everyone is strong.
有些人信心比较刚强。
Some might be strong,
但也有些人是比较软弱。
But some are weak.
所以使徒保罗在这里讲到呢，就是刚强的要接纳软弱的。
Therefore, those who are strong should accept those who are weak.
使徒保罗在这里特别举了几个例子。
And here he had mentioned several examples.
头一个例子呢，他讲到有人信白物都可吃，但呢软弱的呢只吃素菜。
Believe that we can eat everything, but some believe they can only eat vegetables.
按照真理来说,
According to the truth, whatever God created, we can eat.
哥林多前书的十四章也讲到啊，凡是市场所卖的东西，你只管吃，你都可以买来吃。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 14 talk about whatever you see in the marketplace, just buy and eat them.
因为地和其中所充满的都是神所创造。
Because everything that is on the earth is being created by God.
但是有些人呢，他信心软弱。
But some of them, their faith is weak.
或者他还活在旧约的里头。
Or still live in the Old Testament.
所以他只吃素菜就不吃肉。
And they would only eat vegetables and no meat.
啊，那么两方面就有辩论了。
So they have arguments.
啊，但是使徒在这里说呢，就是软弱，信心软弱的，你们都还在接纳。
But the apostle said, accept him whose faith is weak here.
不要辩论说疑惑的事。
Without passing judgment on disputable matters.
你们吃的人不可以轻看不吃的人。
Those who eat would not look down on those who doesn't.
不吃的人呢，也不可以论断那些吃的人。
And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does.
因为神已经收纳他了。
Because God had accepted them.
你是谁呀？竟敢论断神的仆人呢
？Who are you to judge somebody else's servant？
啊，第二个例子
，A second example，
他讲到有人守日子，有人呢是不守日子。
So somebody consider one day more sacred than another, another man consider every day
the same. 有的人是看日日都是一样
，And other people think every day is the same。
啊，比方说有的人是守安息日
，And somebody would keep the Sabbath。
因为这些人呢。还没有看见旧约和新约的不同。
Because those people do not understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这旧约是在律法时代。
And the Old Testament is under the law.
那主耶稣的救恩还没有显明出来。
Because the Lord's salvation had not been revealed.
这神定下一个日子啊，就是每一个礼拜六是安息日，你们要守安息日。
So the Lord set Saturday as the Sabbath day that we have to keep the Sabbath.
那么守安息日呢，就是不可以电灯。
And on Sabbath, you cannot light a lamp.
不可以在地上捡东西。
You cannot pick up things from the ground.
不可以挑担子。
You cannot carry burdens.
不可以走远路。
You cannot go for a journey.
不可以开汽车。
We cannot drive.
啊，也不可以按电铃。
And you cannot ring the doorbell.
啊，所以犹太人他们守安息日啊，走到电梯旁边呢，他就不按电铃了。
So people who keep the Sabbath, they would not take the elevator.
他等别人来了，别人开了之后呢，他就趁机会就坐进去了。
They would not push the button for the elevator. If somebody else do it, they will walk in the elevator.
因为他们还不认识什么是安息日。
Because they really do not understand what Sabbath means.
要知道旧约里边呢，这是一个预表。
Because in the Old Testament, Sabbath is just a symbol.
我刚刚信主的时候，我也是因为被安息日会的人那个。所讲啊，是应当守安息日。
So when I first saved, I've been persuaded by people who keep the Sabbath.
所以我也去问年长的弟兄们，那么圣经里面明明说要守安息日，我们为什么礼拜六不守安息日呢？礼拜六还做许多事情呢
？So I seek counsel from elderly brothers. Is that the Bible talks about we must keep the Sabbath? How come we do not do it?
后来等到我在属灵思想慢慢认识的多一点。
As I know more the spiritual things,
原来旧约是个形体，是个旧约是个影儿。
So we realize the Old Testament is just a shadow.
新约呢才是实体。
The shadow of the real thing, which is the New Testament.
在旧约里面，无论是按手啊或者献祭啊，这些都是一个影，一个影子。
So in the Old Testament, whether keeping a Sabbath or a different sacrifice, these are all shadows.
真正实体叫做有一天主耶稣来了。
And the real thing is when Jesus comes.
他要把他自己像燔祭一样献到神面前去。
He's just like a burnt offering being sacrificed to the Lord.
像赎罪祭一样献到神面前去。
Or be a sin offering being offered to the Lord.
当他成功了救赎之后。
When he accomplished the salvation,
他把一切都做成功了。
He accomplished all things.
让我们可以在他里面享受安息。
Then we can enjoy rest or Sabbath in him.
这什么叫做安息日呢
？So what is the Sabbath day?
安息日的意思。当你遇见主耶稣基督的日子，你就进了安息日。
So the day when you encounter Christ Jesus, you started your Sabbath or rest.
当你享受到基督在十字架上为你完全成功的救赎的时候。
When you enjoy the salvation that's being accomplished by Jesus.
你接受了这个救恩。
When you accept the salvation.
你就能够享受了
真正的安息。
But you can truly enjoy true Sabbath.
所以说安息不是一个外面的一个行为。
So keeping Sabbath is not an outward thing.
乃是我们在信心里面接受耶稣基督所做的一切。
It's that in faith we accept everything Jesus accomplished for us.
而不要自己来做什么。
That we don't have to do anything.
但是呢，并不是每一个人都有这样的信心。
But not everyone has this kind of faith.
因为有的人在属灵的事情上没有这样的认识，没有这样的看见。
Because some people do not have this spiritual understanding.
就像我刚得救的时候一样，以为救员里面叫我们怎么讲，我们就应该怎么样。
Just like when I was first saved, I look at the Old Testament. This is how they said this is what I should do.
那不是又有了争辩了吗？
So we get into dispute.
所以使徒告诉我们呢，你守日子的，你不要去论断那些不守日子的。
So the apostle said those who consider a day more sacred will not judge pass judgment upon.
虽然按真理来说，今天我们守的不是外面的东西，是在主里边，是自己。
So we are keeping whatever the truth in the Lord.
但是有人信心没有那么刚强，他很软弱，那你怎么办呢？
So people who are the faith is weak, what are you going to do?
所以呀，主就告诉我们了，软弱的人你还得接待他。
So the Bible said, people who are the faith is weak, we must accept them.
换句话说，你还要和他有交通。
Meaning you still have fellowship with them.
我再说第三个例子嘛。
And the third example.
有的人啊，有的基督徒啊，信心很刚强。
Some Christians' faith is very strong.
生病不要去看医生。
When they are sick, they will not go to the doctor.
也不要吃药。
And will not take the medicine.
就祷告就可以了。
And they felt that they will only pray and will be enough.
并且有好些弟兄姊妹啊，他们正是在神面前信心很刚强的，他们生病的时候不吃药，不看医生。
Indeed, they are Christians, their faith is very strong, and that when they are sick, they would not take medicine or go to the doctor.
但是有的并不是每一个人都有那么刚强的信心。
But not everyone's faith is that strong.
所以许多基督徒一般来说的话呢，都会去看医生，也都会吃药。
So most Christians, they would go to the doctor, they would take medicine.
那么呢，刚强的人呢，就要论断那些去看医生的人。
So those who are strong will pass judgment on those who go to the doctor.
你看，你还是个服侍主的人。
Look, you serve the Lord.
你生病了还去看医生？
When you are sick, you see the doctor.
你家里还摆设那么多药？
And yet so many medicine on the house.
可见你这个人一点信心都没有。
Meaning that you don't have much faith.
那么信心软弱的呢，又会批评那些信心刚强的人。
And those whose faith is weak would pass judgment on those who are strong.
以为你太做极端了，怎样怎样了？
You are too extreme.
那保罗在这里呢，就告诉我们呢。信心软弱的都要紧了。
But Apostle Paul tells us of people who are faith is weak, we must accept.
就是他够不上，就是他和一做法和意见都你不同相同的时候，你还得接纳他。
Although they are different, but we have to accept them.
因为在基督的身体里边，这个交通之不可以有任何的间隔了。
Because there shouldn't be any obstacles among every part. We should have fellowship with everyone.
就是信心软弱的和你不同的，你还得接受对方。
We need to accept those faith this week or people who are different from us.
我们过去这个礼拜三呢，我们在 David 家里，我们一个长道家庭聚会。
Past Wednesday, we have the Bible study in David's house.
我们来讲到那个本人约翰的经历。
We talk about the experience of John Bunyan.
这个本人约翰呢，他是一个浸信会的人。
And he's a Baptist.
并且他是在这个基督徒中间很出名的，因为他写了一本书叫《天路历程》。
He's very famous because he wrote a book called Pilgrim's Progress.
这本书是除了圣经之外，翻译文字最多、销路最广的，就是这本《天路历程》。
And besides the Bible, this book is being translated and very popular among many people.
那么这本《天路历程》呢，就讲到基督徒属灵的经历。
And this book, Pilgrim's Progress, talk about the Christian experience.
我都看过几遍。
I have read it several times.
在弟兄姊妹中间，若是没有看过的话呢，我希望你们都能够看一看本人约翰写的这本《天路历程》。
So if anybody have not read the book, I encourage you to read this book.
也许常到家庭聚会了，下一次就会叫他们到这个《天路历程》。
I mean, next time we will talk about the book, Pilgrim's Progress.
因为王志元弟兄已经把这个《天路历程》呢从网上已经找出来了。
Because our brother Philip already found it on internet.
那么这个本人约翰呢， 因为他自己是绝对相信要受浸。
John Bunyan believed that we must have immersion or baptism.
因为浸信会的人都是要受浸的，不是点，他是不要受点圣礼的人。
Because people who are Baptists believe that they must be immersed in baptism, not sprinkling of water.
但是这本人约翰呢，说了一句很，他讲了一句非常宝贵、非常美好的话。
And he had mentioned something very precious and very, very good.
他虽然绝对主张要受浸。
Although he absolutely suggests that we must have immersion.
但是有些人他只说点水洗，他也照样接纳他。
But he would accept those who have baptism with the sprinkling of water.
他说啊，我们绝对不会让浸受浸这件事来破坏教会的合一。
He said he would not let the immersion by baptism to break up the unity in the body of Christ.
我们不会让浸礼就成为教会的一个规条。
It would not take immersion as a rule or regulation in the church.
也不会让受浸这件事情呢，就拦住人进入教会的一个门栓。
It would not let baptism or immersion of baptism become an obstacle for people to enter into church.
或者把受浸这件事情呢，作为分隔基督徒的墙垣。
Or let that be a dividing wall between Christians.
这个话很宝贵了。
And this is very precious.
不让任何的事情呢，来拦住我们和弟兄姊妹中间的交通。
And would not let anything be an obstacle, for the fellowship among the saints.
这是基督的身体的交通，是根据一件事情，他是不是被主所接纳的。
It's the fellowship between, in the body of Christ, the only factor is that person being accepted by the Lord?
如果主已经接纳他，为什么我不能接纳他？
If the Lord had already accepted him, why can't I?
所以凡是主所接纳的了，我们都得接纳。
So whoever being accepted by the Lord, we must accept also.
那是我们真正看见圣经这一个认识。
So if we really know this truth in the Bible,
我们在主面前就蒙恩了。
And we'll be blessed.
我们合一的见证就可以显明出来。
Then this, the unity will be manifested.
所以今天教会当中最大的问题就是在分门别类。
The biggest problem in the church is the divisions.
是分门别类呢，可以说是破坏教会合一的一个东西。
So division is something that will destroy the unity in the body of Christ.
哥林德前书是一卷讲到教会建立的书信。
The book of Corinthians is a book talk about how the church is being built up.
哥林德前书的主题就像基督和十字架是建造教会的意象和路径。
So the book of Corinthians talk about Christ and his cross is a pathway to build the church.
哥林德前书从一开头他开张明义的就讲到在基督的身体里面不可以分门别类。
In the beginning of the book of 1 Corinthians, it's talking about there shouldn't be any divisions in the church.
因为哥林德教会当中啊，有一个很大的问题。
Because in the book of, in the church of Corinth, there's a big problem.
就是有人说我是说保罗的。
And some would say I belong to Paul.
有人说我是基法的。
And some say I follow Apollos.
有人说我是亚波罗的。
Or some people I follow Apollos.
也有人说我是说基督的。
Or I belong to Christ.
这使徒保罗就责备他们了。
So the Apostle Paul rebuked them.
基督是分开的吗？
Is Christ divided?
保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？
Was Paul crucified for you?
这使徒就责备哥林多信徒啊，你们这种分门别类的光景啊，是属肉体的。
So Paul rebuked them and said this kind of division is of the flesh.
那就显明你在基督里边是做婴孩的。
Meaning that we are still babes in Christ.
我断不能把你们当作属灵的。
I cannot treat you as mature.
这个圣过多弟兄呢，就曾经有一次讲道当中，讲到基督身体合一啊，有两个大的障碍。
Brother Swan one time had preached a sermon mentioning there are two obstacles in the unity of the body of Christ.
一个障碍呢是讲到圣品阶级。
First is the clergy hierarchy.
或者说圣品制度啊。
Or a system of clergy.
就是把神的儿女啊就分作一些等级。
And separate the brothers and sisters into different classes.
有了这个阶级的现象。
Or the hierarchy.
比方像天主教里面啊。
For example, in Catholic,
有教皇在上。
They have the Pope as the top.
教皇下面有红衣主教。
And then they have the cardinal or bishops.
红衣主教下面有主教。
And underneath they have other like bishops.
主教下面有神父。
And then after that, they're priests.
所以你祷告呢，还不能自己祷告。
And so when you pray, you cannot pray for yourself.
你祷告呀，要到神面前去告解，让神父来替你祷告。
You have to go to the priest to confess your sin and let the priest pray for you.
当然，这个是这些世上的国家呀。那当然，一个国家都需要有这个有总统啊，或者有部长啊，有这些阶级制度，一定那是一定要有。
But in a nation or country, there must be different different posts or the presidents or the officers.
但是主耶稣基督怎么说啊
？But what did the Lord Jesus said?
外邦人与君王为主管理他们。
He said, "In Gentiles, they have kings to rule over you."
有大臣超权来管束他们。
And they have officers to reign over them.
这是在你们中间不可。
But among you, it should not be like this.
因为你们都是弟兄。
Because all of you are brothers.
并且主耶稣说，你们不要说人师尊的称呼。
And do not accept, let me call you a teacher.
也不要称呼人做拉比。
And do not, you do not to be called rabbi.
因为在你们中间只有一位师尊。
Because among you there's only one teacher.
不可以有第二个老师。
That you should not have another teacher.
这个基督是我们的师尊，是我们的拉比。
Because Christ is our rabbi and he's our teacher.
那么今天在人中间呢，就常常喜欢就是有这样的一种阶级制度的一种产生。
But among the men, they like to have this kind of different classes.
是主耶稣基督在启示录二三章里边，他写七封书信，责备很多教会那些走偏差的光景。
So in the book of Revelation, Christ talked about many errors of the different churches.
他在对以弗所教会的书信和在比加莫教会的书信里面呢，他责备那个尼哥拉一帮人的行为。
And so in the book of Revelation, John was talk, God is rebuking Church of Ephesus and Pergamon.
什么叫做尼哥拉一党呢？尼哥拉是什么意思呢
？What's the meaning of the practices of Nicolaitans？
尼托真理兄啊，可以给我们解释啊，这尼哥拉这个字分成尼哥跟拉。
So in Brother Watchmeny, explain what is Nicolaitans. Is break up this part in two words, Nico and Laitan.
这个尼哥的意思就是政府。
Nico means government.
叫政府别人。
Oh, no, to rule over somebody.
要在他人之上。
And want to be above others.
那么这个拉呢，就是普通的百姓。
And latent is like laity.
或者就是俗人了。
Just normal people.
也就是平信徒的意思了。
Laymen.
所以尼哥拉一党的人呢，那就是要征服别人，要爬在他人之上。
Nicolaitans are people who want to be above others and to rule over others.
那就是有一般人呢，要高抬自己。过于其他信徒的人叫做尼哥拉党的教训。
So the practices or the teachings of Nicolaitans are people who want to elevate themselves, exalt themselves to be above others.
主在以弗所教会的书信里面呢，他就称赞以弗所教会，就是他说你样样有很多都不好了，你爱心冷淡啊，等等等等。
And in the letters to the church of Ephesus, he said you've been cold, loving me.
但有一件事情我称赞你。
But one thing I need to commend you.
因为你们恨恶尼哥拉一帮人的行为。
Because you hate the practices of the Nicolaitans.
比加莫教会呢，主就责备他们，在你们中间竟然有人服从了尼哥拉一帮人的教训。
But yet the Lord rebuked the church of Pergamon and said there are some who hold on to the teaching of Nicolaitans.
所以我们从这里看见基督的身体。不可以有那个圣品阶级的制度。
Therefore, in the body of Christ, there shouldn't be any clergy hierarchy.
也不可以有人高抬自己，过于别人，要在别人之上。
No one should exalt themselves higher than all others.
因为神是要得着的，是基督身体的侍奉。
Because what the Lord wants to gain is the ministry of the whole church, the body of Christ.
那么第二个障碍呢，就是个人主义。
The second obstacle is the individualism.
哥林多前书的十二章里面呢，他就说
，The First Corinthians chapter 12 it says,
有的肢体啊就喜欢单独。
Some people like to be individual.
比方说 那个有的是这个比方说脚的人。
So for those who are foot.
圣经说，是不是如果脚说我不是手，所以不舒服身子。
And now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body.
那使徒保罗就说，他就不能够因此就不舒服身子啊。
But Paul said it would not for that reason stop being part of the body.
是耳说，我不是眼，所以我就不舒服身子。
Or the ear should say, because I'm not the eye, I do not belong to the body.
那圣经话又说，你也不能够因此就不舒服身子啊。
And the Bible said it would not for that reason stop being part of the body.
你知道啊，我们要在基督的身体里边配搭。
So we in the body of Christ, we must learn to work together.
那真是需要出代价的。
We have to pay the cost.
因为我们人都喜欢自由。
We want freedom.
我们人都喜欢自己单独行动。
We want to take our own way.
我高兴怎么样就怎么样。
I'll do whatever I please.
我很不愿意受身体的约束。
I do not want the restraint of the body of Christ.
所以呢，我们都可以随意而行，任意往来。
So we will do whatever we want.
但是神就不喜欢这个情形。
But the Lord is not pleased with that.
你是为什么神要我们过身体的生活呢？
Why would the Lord want us to live a bodily life?
因为只有在基督的身体里面，我们能够蒙到保护。
Because only when we live in the body, we will be protected.
你假是要个人单独行动的话呢，你可以很自由。
An individual can do whatever they please, they seem to be free.
但是你定必定会落在仇敌的攻击之下而站立不住。
But you will be fallen into attack of the Satan and you cannot stand.
因为在基督身体里边的这个保护。
Because when you live in that body, you are being protected.
比方说，假设我的手指头受伤了。
Or for example, I hurt my finger.
我全身的血液都来供应这个那个营养啊，都供应这个手指头。
All the blood and the nutrients will go to that finger.
所以呢，我受伤的地方呢，就很快得以痊愈。
So the wound in my finger will be healed very quickly.
我们这些人都是软弱的肢体。
We are all very weak.
如果不是在基督身体里面受到保护
，If we are not being protected by this whole body,
我们很容易被撒旦像活胶的狮子一样就吞吃掉。
We can be easily be attacked by Satan, who's raw like an iron.
但是当我活在基督的身体里边
，But as I live in this body of Christ,
和众圣徒彼此配搭交通
，As we work together and have fellowship,
我软弱将要跌倒的时候
，As I'm weak, ready to fall,
是弟兄姊妹为我祷告，弟兄姊妹给我扶持
，And brothers and sisters will pray for me and support me.
所以我就是蒙到保护了
，Then I'll be protected.
也就是我们只有活在基督的身体里边呢，我们才能够成为基督的精兵，来向仇敌征战。
So as we only when we live in the body of Christ, we can become a soldier and fight for the Lord.
所以只有活在基督的身体里面呢，才能够成全神的旨意，让神的旨意在我们身上得到彰显。
So as we live in the body, then we can accomplish God's will and that His will will be fulfilled.
你看看以色列人，他们600,000的军队从埃及出来。到神所应许的美地去。
Look at the Israelites, they are 600,000 of Israelites left Egypt.
这600,000军队有12个支派。
And the 600,000 people, there's 12 tribes.
这600,000军队加上妇女孩子啊，将近差不多200,000左右的人呢、啊，他们都是一致行动。
So the 600,000 men plus all the children and women, about 2 million people, they all take the same road.
有没有一个支派的人说，你们先去，我慢慢来？
Is any tribe that said, I'll go, you go forward, I'll take my time?
有没有一个支派的人说，你们走这条路好了，我要另外走一条路？
Or another tribe would say, you take this way, I'll take another way.
很奇妙一件事情，600,000军队从埃及出来，个个都是一体的。
So it's amazing, all 600,000 armies of God, they're all in one accord.
都同一个方向。
They walk the same direction.
同一个教宗。
And the same path.
没有一个是单独的。
No one is individual.
啊，所以这个就给我们看见了，基督的身体在旧约里边已经和图画向我们就显明出来。
So the body of Christ is being like a picture in the Old Testament that show it to us.
因为我们从主那里所得着的生命是一个羊群的生命。
Because the life that we receive from Christ is the life of a lamb.
你看看很奇妙的了。
Isn't it amazing when we look at this?
别的动物啊，就像这个猫啊，或者是狗啊，它都可以单独来往。
or a cat and a dog, they can go a separate way.
但位于羊群呢，都是一群一群。
But only the lambs, they are all grouped into.
你看那个羊在一起的，都是一群一群，没有一个羊是单独的。
You see, they are all in the flock; they are not individual.
这个羊因为一离开羊群单独的话，就变成迷失的羊。
So if the lamb is by themselves, become a lost sheep.
你都是你想还用另外一个比方。
And Brother Lee also talked about another example.
他是我们基督徒的生活啊，是跟蜜蜂一样的生活。
He said a Christian life is like the life of the bees.
而不是像蝴蝶一样的生活。
It's not like a life of a butterfly.
你们知道蝴蝶跟蜜蜂有什么分别？
So what's the difference between a butterfly and a bee?
蝴蝶啊，一个或者是两个，他们就飞来飞去，自由逍遥自在的。
And a butterfly, one or two of them will just fly freely in the sky.
高兴飞到哪里就飞到哪里。
They fly wherever they want.
那个蜜蜂呢？
But the bees are different.
都是一群一群。
They're all together.
没有一个蜜蜂啊是单独的。
Not one bee is individual.
他们都是同一群一群来的。
They're all together as a group.
所以我们基督徒的也是这样。
And Christians are like that.
我们多少人想，哎呀，我不要受教会的管束。
I don't want the restraint of the church.
所以我只好我自己想要，我也想怎么样就怎么样。
I'll do whatever I please.
你们都不要管我。
Don't bother me.
我们都是随着个人在主面前所引导，自由行动。
And we will just according to what the Lord leads us, we'll do a separate way.
我们的天性，我们的老亚当人的生命呢，就是像蝴蝶一样，喜欢飞来飞去啊，随着自己的喜欢去飞。
Our old Adam life is like a butterfly. We want to fly wherever we want to.
啊，这个叫做个人主义。
This is called individualism.
这个人主义就破坏了神的心意。
It will destroy the desire of God.
这样就基督的身体就没有办法得到建造。
And then the body of Christ cannot be built up.
所以有弟兄们就说到个人主义了，就是建立基督身体的一个大的障碍。
So individualism is a big obstacle of the unity in the body of Christ.
所以我们服侍主呢，我们需要看见基督身体的意象。
So we, as we serve the Lord, we must have the vision of the body of Christ.
我们要活在基督身体的生活里面。
We must have the bodily life.
虽然这叫我们不大自由。
Although it seems that we don't have
freedom. 虽然是我们天然生命不大喜欢。
Although our natural life do not like this.
但是这是神要的，是神的成全。善良和喜悦的旨意。
But it is God's perfect, pleasing will of God.
所以我们需要在这方面呢，梦到主的拯救。
So we need to be saved by the Lord.
我们再看到罗马书第十六章。
And then we talk to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章呢，就基督身体交通的一幅图画。
It is a picture of the fellowship of the body of Christ.
我平常我们读到罗马书第十六章啊，就觉得这个十六章很枯燥无味。
And every time when we read the Roman chapter 16, we think it is boring.
罗马书十六章前面基督的身体啊，神的救恩东西讲得很完全。
And because before it talk about salvation, talk about body of Christ, it's very interesting.
那么十六章都是一般一些问候的话。
But chapter 16 is a chapter of greetings.
保罗问候这个安啊，问那个安啊，都是问候问候。
He keeps greeting and everybody.
所以我们以为这个十六章嘛，就是一个结尾啦，就关心关心弟兄姊妹，问候就是了。
We thought this is the last chapter, so conclusion and greeting everybody.
但是有一天，主就开启我的眼睛。
But one day the Lord opened my eyes.
叫我看见这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
And I see that this is truly a beautiful picture.
叫我们看见基督身体的交通就是这样的情形。
And I can see this is how it is when there's fellowship in the body of Christ.
有前面几章来交通到基督身体的意象。
But a few chapters before we talk about the vision of the body of Christ.
讲到基督身体的启示。
Talk about the revelation of the body of Christ.
讲到基督身体的建立。
And talking about the building up the body of Christ.
那在十六章呢，就是等到基督身体建立起来的时候，我们看见那个教会那一种美好的交通的光景。
So as the church is built up, we see the beautiful condition of a church.
你看看使徒保罗啊，他对每一个弟兄姊妹。都有很美好的交通。
See how he had good fellowship with each person.
他关心每一个弟兄和姊妹，也了解每一个弟兄姊妹的情形。
He's concerned about each person and understood each person's situation.
他说要问候巴基拉跟亚居拉安。
He said greet Priscilla and Aquila.
他们在基督里是与我同工的。
And they are my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
他们为我的命，将自己的景象都置之于度外。
And they risked their life for me.
他为我问候那个一般尼土安。
And also greet Urbanus.
他在亚细亚呢是归基督初级的果子。
He's an early convert in the province of Asia.
又问候为主受劳苦的那个比西斯安。
And also greet Palace.
还有第十三节呢，
就
问候在主里面蒙拣选的卢弗和他的母亲安。
And greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother.
你知道这个卢弗是谁吗
？You know who's this Rufus?
这个卢弗啊。就是那一天当主耶稣基督被带到各个坛上钉十字架的时候。
This is what happened. It is when Jesus being led to Calvary.
罗马的兵丁就扎了一个人叫他来勉强他背十字架。
And there was a person being dragged to carry Jesus' cross.
那个人叫做古利奈人西门。
And he is a Simon of a Cyrene.
那一天古利奈人西门呢，就是被像大逃兵一样就被扎去了，来背着主耶稣的十字架。
He being a capture to carry Jesus' cross.
但当他这么一背十字架呀，结果让他不但本人蒙恩，并且全家都蒙到恩典。
But as he bear the cross, not only he was being blessed, also his family was blessed.
啊，这个古利奈人的西门，他的妻子。他的几个儿子啊，都是蒙恩得救的。
And not only himself, also his wife, his children being saved by the Lord.
啊，并且他们两儿子在教会里面有很好的服事。
And Rufus, his son, also have good ministry in the church.
使徒保罗就说啊，他这个卢夫的母亲呢，就是我的母亲。
Paul said his mother is also my mother.
你可看见了。教会里面这种美好交通的光景。
See how the beautiful fellowship in the church.
所以这幅图画呢，就讲到基督身体里面交通的光景。
So this is a picture of the fellowship of the body of Christ.
是一群在主里边一同为主摆上。
These are the people together. They have offered themselves on the for the Lord.
一同劳苦。
And they work hard for the Lord.
一同将自己的生命都置之于度外的人。
And these are the people who would risk their life for the Lord.
所以我们看了罗马书十六章，就好像诗篇一百三十三篇的光景就出现在我们的跟前。
So Romans chapter 16 is just like Psalm 133.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
好像油从亚伦头上浇下来，流到胡须，流到衣襟。
It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
又好像黑门甘露，从黑门天上的甘露黑门降下呀，一直降到西安。
And also, it is like the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion.
在这里有生命的福分。就充满在神的家的里头。
And there's everlasting life in the church of Christ.
我们正是愿意圣灵也做工在我们的身上。
How we wish the Holy Spirit also work in our hearts.
也做工在我们每一个人的里面。
And among every one of us.
做工在教会的中间。
And among the church.
把我们个人都带到这种身体美好的交通里面。
So everyone will be brought into the beautiful fellowship of the body of Christ.
让基督身体的见证能够早日显明出来。
And that the testimony of the body will be manifested.
让神的旨意能够早日成就。
And may his will be fulfilled.
并且能够促进主的再来。
And there's a hurry of his second coming.
我就教导到这里。
I will stop here.
我们请义林弟兄还有中原弟兄，他们两位带我们祷告。
We ask two brothers to pray for us.